I personally have this mood in giving this seminar. I will address a subject matter which is very, very relevant. That is how we can turn all situations which we experience during our lives into situations where we learn to see Lord Krishna's hand behind it. As soon as we can see Lord Krishna's arrangements behind what happens in our lives, we will be able to respond entirely different. Because seeing Lord Krishna's hand behind everything and understanding how a thing is under Krishna's arrangement will bring us immediately to a spiritual perspective from which we will be able to make decisions which are empowered with spiritual energy or with Krishna consciousness. So this will be very, very interesting. And I must tell you, after this beautiful Nam Yagya yesterday, I went very late to bed and I was thinking about many things. I was also thinking of deep problems which need to be solved. And when I read my notes for the seminar preparation, just reading the notes, I became so entirely happy and could see solutions which I had not seen before coming to me. Just by making this experience to see Krishna behind the problems which came in my life, the challenges which came, and then it already worked for me just preparing the seminar. So I hope I can share these realizations with you. Alright, so we will start now.
Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari Yasoda nandana vraja jana dhanjana Yasoda nandana vraja jana dhanjana Yamuna tira Vihari pidana vallava kirivarana Pidana valava kirivaradari Dasola nana navraja nana randana Yasoda nana navraja nana randana Yamuna tiravana jari Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna kitna, Hare kitna, kitna kitna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare kitna, Hare kitna. Kitna kitna hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare
hare kitna
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hai
Bol Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada
Jai Gauranitai
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravraja Kacharya Astata Satasisimad His Divine Grace Sila Ave Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja O Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai His Confounder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Si Krishna Chaitanya O Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Garadha Si Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha O Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Munamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to C.C. Guru and Shikaranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada Can you please also go give me a mobile microphone, which I will need sometimes? How do I switch it on, please? Only one. Okay, good. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare In this seminar we will hear a very important spiritual technique to transform whatever we experience into ultimately a spiritual experience. We will take this for the seminar a point which is given in Srila Bhakti Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or as a summary, the nectar of devotion, a point which he has given in the section where he discusses sadhana. Sadhana is a means which will bring us to satya, or our spiritual goal. Prabhupada has given this point, or has in the chapter Techniques of Hearing and Remembering. Shravanam and Kirtanam and Smaranam are important techniques in our sadhana. Now, one of these techniques is called by Srila Prabhupada, expecting the Lord's mercy, counting that the Lord will surely give me His mercy. And interestingly, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Rupa Goswami, in order to make this point very clear, quotes a verse from the 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 8 it is, to introduce to us the technique.
Da bi nam predstavil to tehniko.
This verse is the guideline
ta vers
for all devotees
so smernice vsem baktam,
who live in this material world.
Ki živijo v tem materialnem svetu.
And if you follow this guideline,
in
you will for sure be successful.
Potem boš zagotovo uspešen v svojem
duhovnem
življenju. Kaj je smernica?
Before I will tell you the verse, we need to know what is a guideline.
Moram najprej povedati, kaj je smernica.
A guideline is something like
smernica
the Ariadne thread.
And
Greek mythology tells us that once there was a kind ruler in Creta
who
was threatened
voditelj
by
na
a
Kreti,
monster called the Minotaurus.
Ki mu je grozil Minotaur,
in order to somehow make a deal with him that the Minotauros would not destroy his kingdom. He arranged to build a labyrinth underneath the rocky island where the Minotauros lived.
And maybe
the labyrinth was there. I think it was there.
Anyway,
Minotaurus lived in that labyrinth.
Je živel v tem labirintu.
He was a half man, half bull.
Bil je pol človek, pol bik.
Huge, ugly and aggressive, furious bullhead.
Grdo in agresivno bikovo glavo.
In order to not come out of this labyrinth and eat people up, the ruler had to make a contract with him whereby each month
10
young people would come and walk into this labyrinth, and the Minotaurus would just kill them and eat them up.
Minotaur bi jih pojedel in ubil in pojedel.
I think it was 10 men or 10 women. I don't remember.
It's very long ago. Zelo dolgo,
but they had to be young and beautiful.
Ampak morali so biti mladi in lepi.
So one person from Athene heard
in
about this. What
to
was
je
his name?
Ena oseba iz Aten.
What?
Komu je bilo ime?
Tezej. Mr. Tezej heard about
Gospod
this.
Tezej,
a young boy
slišal?
Like Vetran. Beautiful and energetic, and he thought, I will slay the
Minotaurus.
And he practiced, and he went on a boat, and next time when the ruler had to send these human sacrifices into that labyrinth when the Minotaurus would scream
and so on,
next time he was there and says, I'm a volunteer, I will go. Now the ruler had one beautiful daughter, Ariadne was her name, and she thought,
voditelj je imel eno lepo hčer in ona je mislila, ta Tezej je primeren, da bi bil moj mož.
Even if he slays,
tudi če ubije
the demon,
demona,
he will not be able to get out of the labyrinth,
ne bo mogel
ven
iz labirinta, kajti nihče ne more ven iz tega groznega labirinta.
What to do?
Kaj
storiti? I like him very much.
Zelo mi je
všeč. Just by seeing him, I can
know
we are made for each other.
Then
she
drugega.
Had a good idea.
In
she gave him
mislila se nečesa dobrega.
Red
dala mu
woolen
je
thread
volnino vrvico,
which was rolled on a wooden ball and said, you take
volnin,
this with you.
In je rekla, vzemi to sabo.
As you go in. And then when
stopil,
you are successful, and if you can, if you can slay this Minotaurus,
če lahko, če boš uspel ubiti tega
Minotaura, you will be able to find your way out of the cave.
Boš lahko našel na podlagi tega
it's only possible to get out of the cave with this help. Otherwise you will be lost, you will die in the cave
priti samo s pomočjo tega klopčiča. Sicer se boš izgubil in umrl od lakote.
So the story, the saga goes, the legend goes, that Tezej was successful in killing the Minotaurus, and then
in je ubil Minotaura,
when he was in the darkness of the cave, he knew
in ko je
this
bil v tej temni
red thread,
jami,
it's called also in vedel, the Ariadne thread, was the way to his salvation. So he followed the thread
ta
again,
vrvica, ki se imenuje tudi Ariadna,
Ariadnina
vrvica, da ga bo pripeljala ven. In potem
victory,
je prišel ven in je bil zmagoslaven.
And then they he talked with Ariadna, you saved my life, and so
in potem je govoril s Ariadno, rešila si mi življenje in potem sta postala par.
My point here is the Ariadna thread.
This in poanta, ki želim izpostaviti, je ta vrvica Ariadna.
And the language has been the synonym for a guideline.
Ki je
something which helps us to find our
smernico
way in a labyrinth of difficult situations which come into our lives and which
we
need to master by the help of this guideline. Material life is difficult.
In the scriptures
it has been described as an unnatural situation for the eternal soul, which is really a resident of the kingdom of God. In some ways it is also even a little prison house, because just like a prison inflicts unnatural circumstances upon its residents, the material world brings each soul in contact with an unnatural situation.
Duhovno dušo do nenaravne situacije
ki se pojavijo zaradi našega telesa, uma, drugih i nadnaravnih virov.
To je samo en primer.
Just a little while ago we have all heard
nedolgo
about
tega smo se slišali
unexpected and for many of us very painful departure from this world of Ramakrishna Maharaj. And I think
Goleč odhod iz tega sveta Šrila Tamankrišna
Maharaja. In vsi smo pomislili
na smrt,
we never think of it, that we will die.
Ki je v našem zajemanju kot ena možnost, ki se nikoli ne bo zgodila v našem življenju. Kar naenkrat je stopila v ta svet kot lačen lev. In ga je vzela.
The Minotaurus of death is unfortunately still alive. Taking its toll every day.
Minotaur je žal še vedno
živ in vsak dan jemlje svoje delaš. If you look from it,
in to je nenaravna situacija.
From a spiritual perspective, I know,
iz duhovne perspektive.
From the material perspective,
vem, če gledamo na življenje iz materialne perspektive, nudi nekakšne tako imenovano uživanje, ampak iz duhovne perspektive to preprosto ni naš dom. In ne pripadamo
in this place just which is can be like a labyrinth, we do need a guideline to find our way back to the spiritual world, and this is given in this verse which I would like to chant
smernice,
with you,
ki nas bodo vodile, in o tem govori ta vers, ki bi ga rad pel z vami.
Yes, very good. Please chant enthusiastically.
Prosim entuziastično pojte.
Tatenu kampang susumik shamano.
Tatenu kampang susumik shamano.
Bunyana evatma kritam vipakam.
Bunyana evatma kritam vipakam.
Redvak vapurbi vidadan namaste.
Redvak vapurbi
Jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya ba.
Jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya
ba. My dear Lord,
dragi
one
Gospod,
who earnestly waits for you
tisti,
to bestow
ki iskreno čaka, da mu boš podaril brezizročno milost,
patiently
in čaka potrpežljivo in ves čas potrpežljivo trpi reakcije svojih prejšnjih dejanj in ti ponudi iskreno spoštovanje svojim srcem, umom, telesom in besedami, je gotovo dober kandidat za osvoboditev.
One who earnestly waits for you,
Madaj Gospod, nekdo, ki iskreno čaka na te, da mu boš podaril brezvzročno milost in ves ta čas potrpežljivo trpi reakcije svojih prejšnjih slabih dejanj.
Yes, koncentrirati. And offering you respectful obeisances.
In ti nudi spoštljivo spoštovanje.
With his heart,
svojim srcem, besedami in telesom,
is surely eligible for liberation.
Je zagotovo dostojen za osvoboditev.
What has become his rightful
claim. Kajti postala je njegova pravica.
Yes. Sometimes when devotees hear, you are now talking about suffering. And patiently enduring this. I mean, it's springtime. Why take such a negative subject matter? You know, you have studied psychology. When we engage ourselves with the negative, we become negative. Talk about flowers.
Можемо говорити о рожах.
The hopes of springtime. You can even do it spiritually. Say, Krishna is the springtime. Why talk at this time about suffering, please? Did you attract us? We would not have come to this seminar. We wouldn't have known this is the verse from which you will be speaking. My dear devotees, yes, I have studied psychology.
Da, studirao sam psihologiju.
And I know that this is a perspective, but this perspective does not really encounter for what we can call a healthy type of realism.
Not by running away from the fact of suffering
can we overcome suffering, but by transforming suffering into something else, suffering to enlightenment. This verse appears when Rupa Goswami discusses sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means you engage things of this world for your enlightenment. An example,
and
suffering is a thing of this world. It's only here in this world. An example how you can use things of this world for enlightenment is what you have just done an hour ago. You have eaten prasadam. This was ordinary food before. It was cooked in our kitchen. And we have brought it to the altar and offered it. And by this offering, transformed it into something enlivening. Not only to our physical self, but also to our subtle body and finally to our spiritual body. So here we find another guideline. The sadhana bhakti processes has many such examples. For instance, you perform an arati, you take fire of this world and you offer it to the Lord. And then this fire becomes a means to burn away your material existence.
Or when it is said,
when the pujari offers the water
in
the conch to Lord Krishna,
that
process of offering water to Krishna will extinguish the burning fires
Gospodu
Krišni
bo uničilo riječ ogenu kranu postoja. Sadhana bhakti je tako čudovita stvar za duše tega svijeta koji smo vi i njas in so okruženi z oceanom materialnih elementov lahko uporabijo te elemente za osvoboditev.
Without this knowledge, these elements will entangle us in material life. We will perform material activities with them, which will bring material reactions. But by taking the same elements, taking the activities and offering them to Krishna, we can gain liberation from
Krishna.
So, in this verse, four elements are described, which all revolve around the subject matter of getting in this life lessons from Krishna,
or getting
intense experiences, which we can call purificatory activities. The first element that you might like to note this down,
element,
if you take notes, is that the devotee is earnestly hoping for Krishna's mercy. The active principle in spiritual life is really mercy. It's not your own endeavor. The second element is when something comes our way,
nam pride na pot,
accept responsibility for this. We know from this verse that whatever comes our way has been caused by us.
Karkoli nam pride na pot, smo povzročili mi.
While patiently suffering the reactions of his past mistakes, we were responsible for the situation in which I'm presently in. The moment you take this responsibility or accept this responsibility, something will happen which we will discuss a little later. So the second element is you accept responsibility for your life and what happens in it. Don't run away from it. And you know, with tolerance you are experiencing whatever comes your way. The third element is while you are in this world, you offer obeisances with heart, words, and body to Krishna. In other words, when some unexpected event happens to you, you don't point fingers at Krishna.
Ne pokaži s prstom na Krishna.
You accept responsibility and then you are saying, I continue my worship with heart, words, and body to Krishna. I will continue to have faith in Krishna, that's the activity of the heart. I will chant his glories, that's the activity of the words, and I will use my body in Krishna's service. The result of these three practices is that you become qualified to go back home.
In te tri aktivnosti vas kvalificirajo, da greste nazaj domov.
Accepting responsibility for what happens,
na Krišnjova milost, sprejeti odgovornost za kar se
vam zgodi
in nudene Krišne spoštovanja srcem, besedom in telesom. To vas bo kvalificiralo, da boste šli nazaj domov k Krišni.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Čudovito,
we will, don't worry, we will discuss this
ne skrbite. All o tem bomo govorili še naprej.
In a minute.
Oziroma hmalo.
Now, when you learn to practice this verse, this Tatenu Kampam verse, this is how it has become known in our movement.
Tatenu Kampam verse is known in our gibanju.
To accept responsibility for what happens,
za kar se zgodi,
and to continue your spiritual life
while engaging heart,
words, and body. If you do like this,
you
follow the most important principle of
Sadhana Bhakti.
Now, who can tell me what is the most important principle of najpomembnejše načelo sadhana bhakti? Why do we do all these things?
Zakaj mi vse to počnemo?
Da bi se vedno spominjali Krišne in ga nikoli pozabili. Krishna and never forget him. You will only go back to Krishna if you have Krishna absolved or gotten your examen in this school.
Če si dobil
to remember Krishna, to be filled with Krishna, or to be in Krishna consciousness, means you have to think of him and not forget him.
Misliti na Krishna in ga ne pozabiti.
Every time.
Vsakič.
Everywhere.
Posod.
Even after you have eaten prasadam.
Tudi potem, ko si jedel prasadam,
I see that some of you feel tired, as it is natural.
Vem, da ste nekateri utrujeni, to je naravno.
We can please open some of the windows. I promise to make some pauses for the ever tired ISKCON audience.
Da bom naredil nekaj kratkih premorov za večno utrujene ISKCON vakte.
Sometimes I make yoga exercises with my audience, but
Časih
I think you are a little bit conventional for this.
Yoga,
so we will
yogi.
Not do this. My dear devotees,
dragi bhakte,
it is said in Shastra,
u Shastri je rečeno,
that to always remember the Lord is the goal of our spiritual
da
lives.
Je cilj naših duhovnih življenj,
because
da se vedno spominjamo Gospoda.
Naturally, to that place
naravno,
where our mind goes.
Tja, kamor
this is
naš um.
A rule which
to
Krishna
pravilo,
describes in the
Krishna
Gita. Tadatat bhava bhavita. Sometimes we wonder that there were devotees in our movement who followed everything
and were gibanju, ki vse
seemed to be enthusiastic, but after some time we don't see them again.
Več.
And we wonder what has happened.
It is very
simple.
Ampak zelo preprosto
their mind
je.
Was not really absorbed in the same in the same way as
tako,
a devotee who is still
enthusiastically
practicing his spiritual life.
Sledi,
a devotee means
življenje.
The mind.
Pripričan,
please do not underestimate the
prosim,
power of the mind. It will bring you into reality. There are 32,000 thoughts, I always say, coming to an ordinary soul in this world at a day.
Misli,
our goal is
dan,
to make them think of
Krishna,
to absorb them in
Krishna, duši.
So that they will carry us to Krishna as
in,
much as possible.
Vedno absorbirali v Krišni, potem nas
the way we will
Krišni.
Do this is we will arise the most
moramo
powerful force
misli
of absorption that is our inherent love of Krishna. And this love of Krishna will take our mind
in
and bind it at the lotus feet of Krishna. Rupa Goswami says, oh my mind
is
like one of the calves who went away from the track and went to the poisonous river of the Yamuna to drink the water. My dear Lord, come with your stick and bring the calf of my mind back on the right path, otherwise I will become poisoned. If you do not come in my mind, my mind will remain absorbed in material life, and as a result I will not be able to think of you at the moment of death. So this is see, most of the people remember Krishna and the suffering is so intense, or the suffering is just not going away in their life. They have such karmas, they very often leave the path and look for solutions elsewhere. So here the principle is that even at challenging times we want to establish our relationship with Krishna by thinking of Krishna. Especially then, a little while as you continue to go with me through the seminar, I will tell you how Krishna has a plan with the suffering which he sends devotees, and he tests us by this. How will we react at this time? Will we remain loyal and think of him or not? So this verse teaches us this. Now, something I wanted to say. When I joined Krishna consciousness, I was just so entirely happy that I was smiling and laughing even when we sent the questionnaires out to to people after programs, what did you like most in the program?
The people wrote back smiley.
They were indicating the humble lecturer. We like smiling most. It became almost my trademark.
Lokanath
Maharaj at one stage offered me a free ticket to come to India. He said, you just sit at the back of the Padayatra cart and you smile. This is most convincing to the conditioned souls. They were all a Westerner smiling who shaved up. This will really
send
a powerful message to them that they will think, we must follow his secret. We must also take to the process of
bhakti.
If I would have heard, if I would have gone to such a seminar maybe 25 years ago, I would
seminar
think,
come on,
there is no suffering.
Mm-hmm.
It's only an illusion.
To je samo iluzija.
I would have said,
in rekel bi,
Sachinandan Swami,
Sachinandan
yes,
Swami,
your other self, the Sachinandan, your happy self.
Ja, ti si srečen.
Misery is only when you allow it to come and touch you.
Trpljenje obstaja samo, kadar mu dovoliš, da pride in se te dotakne.
Prabhupad kaže,
Prabhupad pravi,
that when you see a tiger eating you in a dream,
tigra, ki te
ignore the tiger. It's not there. It's only a dream.
To ni tigar, nigar, ni obstanega, to so samo sanje.
Ignore the suffering and say, let's smile and leave the seminar smiling. I could give you some smiling techniques involving psychology and muscles. we would maybe not have a chance for purification. Because suffering is meant
in
to come in this world by its own, by just the nature of being in this world. So I want to wish, I want to request all of
zato
you now for a moment to talk about real or realistic sufferings in the life of a conditioned soul. You can talk about yourself, but if you feel you are liberated, then talk about others. I would like you to look at this for a moment, because I feel only if all of us get a good understanding of the place of suffering in our lives, will we be able to really dive deep into this subject. It will mean a little soul searching, and maybe what we will do, you will have to write it down.
Now,
most devotees never take notes in their lives. The fact on how to do it.
Kako bi zdaj to izvedli?
Who has no notes?
Kdo nima zapiskov? Oziroma papirja posenčnika? Dvignite roke.
Not so many. Those who have no notes,
tisti, ki nimate papirja in svinčnika,
contact each other's.
Prosim,
the no notes people, please go in a corner of the room. The Matajis, please go there. You will make a workshop.
In
and the notes people, you can stay where you
tisti,
are.
Ki pa imate zapiske,
is this clear?
Ste. Je to v redu?
We will do this a little in the seminar. Move around. Don't. It's not a lecture. Therefore, I'm not sitting on the Vyasasan. Don't be. It's very active. So, those of you who have notes,
tisti, ki imate zapiske,
Those of you who have notes,
tisti, ki imate papir in svinčnik,
you have the following task.
Imate sledečo nalogo. Zapišite
in a time of 5 to 7 minutes.
V 5 do 7 minutah.
What is causing problems in your life?
Kaj vam v življenju povzroča probleme? Kaj je trpljenje?
Do a little soul searching.
Malo preučite svojo dušo.
Who have no paper and pen.
Tisti, ki nimate papirja in svinčnika.
Build groups of two.
Pojdite v dvojice.
You have to listen. Dear Mati, this is important, otherwise you will not know what to do. You will talk in the
vedeli,
lunch break with Yama Gori, no problem. Those of you who have no paper and pen,
tisti,
build groups of two
papirja,
and talk to each other
in se
what is causing suffering
tem,
in your life.
Kaj vam v življenju povzroča
trpljenje? Okay, is the task clear?
A jasno?
No, you're not saying anything. It's clear. Good. So you will find out after 7 minutes I will give you this sign.
Kaj pejte, mogoče, ne vem, da nekaj, če nekaj zapisati. Ali pa vidno, če se mogoče. Ali pa vi krije. Vi nemate zapisati, ne? Možete za stroje razgovarati.
By the way, I'm sorry. Please, listen. Better we do it like this. I'm just going into this seminar. It's the first time. Better because if some people talk and the others have to write, they feel, oh no, the fun is somewhere else. Please build groups. Everyone of you build groups of two and talk what is suffering to you. And if there's something too private, then just make a note of it later, because you may not like to say it. This is why usually this is a written exercise, because we usually don't really talk about our private life all the time. But there must be something.
Okay.
So, clear?
But
don't talk about any other things like we do in Croatia and Ljubljana when there is a workshop, we talk about other things.
Please,
you must do what I tell you, otherwise you will not be experiencing the seminar. No other talk. Dear
Mati
and Siama Gori, two very nice Vaishnavis, you will get ample time to talk about, because you have not seen each other for a long time.
Dolgo se niste videli,
vse
boste imeli še dovolj časa za pogovarjanje, ampak dajte zdaj to narediti.
Talk.
Ja sama sasa bom, ono, da se stavim na papir.
Sad je rekao da možda bolje da razgovaramo.
Svi ćemo razgovarati, sad ću se ja sam...
Haribo. So
ja volim svog brata koji mene mrzi zbog Krišne. Neće da priča, ja se molim Bog.
Oh, this is my flip off, isn't it? It's very good. So what are real sufferings in your life?
In kaj so, kaj je pravo trpljenje v vašem življenju?
What have you come up?
Do kakšnih point ste prišli?
Too private?
Preveč zasebno?
I have one.
Jaz samsara.
Samsara. The repeated samsara. Cycle of birth and death.
Ponavljajoč se krog rojstva in smrti.
Imel sem izkušnjo bližje smrti. To totally
in vem, kaj pomeni
it's a
zapustiti
problem.
Telo in biti popolnoma odvisen od rok materialne narave. To je problem. Kdo?
Ali je taksi? Ja.
Don't want them to come.
Yeah.
And you feel like in
You're in the material world and embodied, yes. Good. Yes. Material influences, we could say.
Materialni vplivi, ki prihajajo sami od sebe, iz podzavesti, ne? Neke koncepcije in
sanskaras. Okay. Any other suffering?
Še kakšno trpljenje?
Some urgent need to do something and they walk out of. They are almost like a car accident. Do you know when you and the time goes very slow and you see your car turning to the other.
Prometni nesreči, ko gre tvoj avto zelo počasi in se obrača k drugemu avtu, rečeš, ne, ne, nočem tega in potem se sam zabijaš. A se že kdaj kdaj v nesreči?
So, how could we call this in one
prometni, kako to lahko z eno besedo poimenujemo?
Hopelessness, the emotion which we feel at that time. But what is happening? What? Misery comes. No. No.
Beda prihaja.
Things go wrong.
Stvari grejo narobe.
Yes. Things go wrong. Things go wrong. This is a Hare Krishna pen, by the way. It doesn't work.
To je Hare Krishna pisalo, ne dela.
Calamities. Oh, my dear devotees.
Nesreče pridejo.
It's always the same here.
Dragi bate, vedno isto.
Anyone else?
Še kdo?
Unfulfilled expectations.
Neizpolnjena pričakovanja.
Like, could you describe the suffering? And totally disappoints you with your suffering.
Yeah, konkretno.
Unfulfilled is it's a
neizpolnjena pričakovanja. To konkretno
pomeni,
da misliš,
da nekdo nekaj bo naredil
in potem tega ne naredi. To je od konča pihanja.
Many have this, but they find themselves in all of a sudden. And the Hare Krishna movement, it doesn't. They said in the beginning, it's only prasadam and dancing. Now I have to purify myself.
Na začetku so rekli samo prasadam in plesanje, zdaj pa se moram prečistiti.
Purnamasi. Yes.
Slabo
komuniciranje
med nami. To je zelo hud problem.
Communication breakdowns. Komunikacija. Anyone else? Friends, devotee friends, or anyone, especially devotee. What? Devotees go. Also, death of devotees, like many things like this. Huh? Yes. Uncontrolled mind. You want to chant, it just doesn't work. You feel so dry. You want to be good, but it's so lusty, the mind, or whatever. Not you, but
samo suho je se skupaj. Attachment.
What?
Attachment.
Attachment. Just shout at me, no, call at me. Don't wait until I... Attachment, yes?
Ne počaka, da vprašam, kar zaupite.
What? I'm not hearing you.
Future suffering.
Siyama Priya, I don't need to call you, but you can just say it. Knees. No, sorry. Can't get what I want.
Ko ne morem dobiti, kar hočem. In kadar hočemo uporabiti Gospoda, da izpolni moje želje.
Yeah. Personal weakness, huh?
Osebna slabost. Weakness.
No, actually, I should write what you say.
V bistvu moram napisati isto, kar rečeš. Prepozno iti spati.
Too late to bed. Yes, I know. Late, too late to bed. Yes. Yes, it can be very... Anything else? Existential problems.
Existential problemi.
Existential. Like no money or... Everything. Disease. Yes.
Da nimamo denarja, bolezen.
Family ties.
Družinske vezi.
I didn't... Family ties. Oh yes, sometimes.
Družinske vezi med otroci,
yes?
In starši.
Misery. I want to add, I have a bad back. This is
Harvard me boli.
Bad.
Leđa.
Back. This is really a misery. I mean, I spent a lot of time trying to do exercises just to get it.
Trpljenje. Toliko časa sem preživel, da sem različne vaje delal, telovadbo.
In the scriptures, this is described to be the greatest miseries.
V svetih spisih je opisano to kot največje trpljenje, da ni družbe baht.
Yes. Undetermined intelligence.
Neodločna inteligenca.
Intelligence. I think you get an idea. I've written it. I started writing it down in blue because you were all smiling and laughing while you were talking to each other. I think you just had a good nam yagya and nice prasadam.
Vsi ste se smejali,
and so on.
But they are very. Mislim, da ste imeli dobro namo jagno in presadam.
Yes, there can be black.
Isto sem začel pisati s plavo.
Thank you very much for being so honest and open.
Ker so čustva lahko tudi črna.
There, I would like to add.
Rad bi dodal.
The 3,077 references.
3,077
references in the folio program. That's how often Prabhupada speaks about suffering.
Stvari,
it's a reality.
It's
not there.
Ni da tega ni.
Here we want to learn how to deal with it.
Tukaj se želimo naučiti, kako se spopasti s tem.
There's one example
in obstaja en primer
of a great devotee's reaction to suffering,
kako vzvišen
bhakta
reagira na trpljenje in je zelo
it is Queen Kunti,
who kraljica Kunti
has been exposed to a lot of tremors in her life.
Veliko trpljenja v življenju.
Life of Queen Kunti.
Mislim, da vas večina pozna življenje kraljice
Kunti.
Ona je bila mlada dekle, ki je dobila blagoslov,
da
lahko pokliče katerega koli pol boga, da bo oče njenih otrok.
In
želela je to preskusiti, fina bi bilo, če bi videla kakšnega pol boga in je rekla in je poklicala Vivasvana in on je prišel in je rekel, poklicala se me in ona je bila tako srečna, hvala in bila je sramežljiva in je hotela iti stran in on je rekel, ne, zdaj moram imeti otroka.
Then she remembered.
In potem se je spomnila tega blagoslova, da če pokličeš pol bogato povezano s tem, da dobiš otroka in ona ni bila poročena.
Well, she said,
in potem je rekla,
ja,
ampak jaz nisem poročena in kako lahko zemeljsko bitje se poroči s pol bogom. In je rekel, jaz sem, ne, mi da bom imela otroka, ampak se ne bo poročila. Ampak če bom imela otroka in bodo vsi vedeli, da sem imela stik pred poroko in nihče me ne bo potem hotel. Takšna je bila družba. In
Iva
sem rekel, ne moram imeti
otroka.
Ampak zagotavljam ti, da bo še naprej devica.
Kunti agreed, and they had a beautiful child together.
In imela sta čudovitega otroka.
Kunti realized.
Ampak potem se je Kunti zavedela, da če bodo vsi videli, da imam otroka.
I must give the child away.
Te otroka moram dati stran.
I have to put it in the Ganga.
Moram ga dati v Gango.
In a basket, not drown it.
Ne utopiti, ampak v eno košarico, ni bila tako kruta.
Ne
razmišljala kakšno splavo ali kaj takega. Sem podala ga v košarico in ga poslala po Gangi.
It's a hard touching scene. She had
in
to say goodbye to boleča
scena. Boleč prizor poslovice je morala od tega obogega otroka, ki je postal
karna.
Oseba, ki bo Kunti večno spominjala na njeno trpljenje.
Kana at the end, her
na koncu
own son,
je njen lastni sin
the five Pandavas in the battle
se je boril sam proti petim Pandavam na bitki Kurukshetra.
Was driven out of the palace to stay in the forest in abject poverty. Her sons, the five Pandavas, were constantly threatened with extinction.
Njenim petim
sinovom
Pandavam
so več čas grozili,
da jih bodo ubili.
Toliko
trpljenja
je bilo
kraljici Kunti v njenem življenju, da si sploh ne moremo predstavljati, kako hudo je bilo. Nekoč, ko je prišel kraljici Kunti, Narada Muni je bil zelo presenečen.
Kraljica
Kunti
je videla
trpljenje na povsem drugačen način, kot je to predstavljal Narada Muni.
Queen Kunti had said that she saw these sufferings as something wonderful because Krishna would appear to her in the midst of the suffering and everything was transformed into an ecstatic experience.
So
Krishna would always come and solace Queen Kunti. She
Krishna
would see God before her,
kraljico Kunti. Ona je
even
Boga
in suffering.
Celo v trpljenju. In kasneje je komentirala to.
Tatra tatra jagat kudo bhavato dashanam yatsyat apuna bhavadashanam. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again.
Težave, to trpljenje pojavljalo znova in znova.
Zato, da
lahko vidim tebe, Krišna, vedno znova in znova.
Kajti
videti tebe pomeni,
births,
da ne bomo več videli ponavljajočega se rojevanja in
smrti.
In ta vers s čudovitim komentarjem je v prvem poglavju,
v prvem petu,
osmem poglavju, 25. verzu,
Queen Kunti.
Če sem dobro slišal.
Prabhupada says here,
in
this very interesting
pravi,
verse, yes, it's interesting. We have to ask ourselves, is she a masochist?
Ja, moramo se prašti,
who wants
ona masochist?
Suffering?
Ki želi trpljenje?
Something strange in her? So it is immediately interesting. You know, someone, imagine here, Ripuva says, I wish that all my operations which I went through, all
naprimer,
my car accidents would happen again and again to me.
Skozi katere sem šel in vse prometne sreče, želim si, da bi se to vedno znova ponavljalo.
You need more prasadam?
Joj, rabiš več prasadama.
What is wrong with you?
Kaj je narobe s tabo?
We usually want to evade suffering.
So
we must now think deeper about suffering. Here it seems to be something entirely different than we experience and than what we are accustomed to. Therefore it's very interesting.
In to je zelo zanimivo, kajti to je popolnoma drugačno od tiste, kar mi izkušamo. In poglejmo, kaj pravi o tem. V tem zelo zanimivem verzu je opisano,
calamities or dangers
da
are
so nesreče oziroma težave zelo dobre.
If such dangers and calamities remind
če
us
takšne
of Krishna.
Težave nas spominjajo na Krishna.
And then he quotes the very verse which
in
we have here.
Tatenu kampam susamikshamano
punyana evatmakritam vipakam. How does a devotee receive dangers?
Kako bhakta dojima
nevarnosti? There must be dangers because this material world is full of dangers. But foolish people who do not know this try to avoid dangers.
What? We should know that.
It's very interesting. Please try to understand it. It breaks all your conceptions of miseries. Thus they struggle for existence. Everyone is trying to become happy and avoid danger. This is our material business. Everyone is trying for adhyantikam sukham, ultimate happiness.
Всі хочемо бути сречні.
A working man thinks, let me work very hard now and put money in the bank. So that when I get old, I shall enjoy life without working. This is the inner intention of everyone. No one wants to work. As soon as one gets some money, he wants to retire from work and become happy. But that is not possible. One cannot become happy in that way.
Не можемо постати срічні на та начин.
So then Prabhupada in this very, very interesting verse he continues.
In
Getting a little Kako? Into the mood. Tatenu kampam shushamikshamana. My dear Lord,
Dragi one Gospod,
should pray. It is your great mercy that I have been put into
Tvoja
this dangerous position.
This is the viewpoint of a devotee.
He doesn't regard danger as danger.
Rather he thinks it is Krishna's mercy.
What kind of mercy?
Kakšna milost?
Can you think how danger can be Krishna's mercy?
A lahko razumete, kako je nevarnost Krishnova milost? To remember Krishna.
To remember Krishna? But this I can do also when I eat prasadam.
It's more intense.
When or in kirtan. It's much easier.
It's more intense when there is suffering. The remembrance is more...
It's more intense. We learn something
da,
to change our life.
Nekaj naučimo, da spremenimo svoje življenje, da se spominjamo Krishna, ampak
to feel the
intenzivno je, kadar trpiš.
You feel dependent on Krishna.
Krishna tudi, poješ, more, kirtan, more. Poješ,
now you have only Krishna. We feel how small we are.
In
we can do nothing without Krishna.
Nič ne moramo brez Krishna narediti.
We are reminded.
In
you are at the wrong place.
Opomni nas da to, da smo na, da to ni naš dom, da smo na napačnem
mestu. It teaches us humility.
Nauči nas ponižnosti. In sočutja.
How is it Krishna's mercy? You have said very wonderful.
Kako je trpljenje Krishnova milost? Lepo ste povedali.
I will make a point here which I will elaborate a little more on.
The devotee knows
that by my own past activities I was meant to suffer very much.
Aktivnosti.
But you are mitigating that suffering and giving me only a little. In other words,
besedami,
by the grace of Krishna,
milosti Krishna,
a devotee may receive only token punishment.
Bhakta dobi samo simbolično kazen.
I would like to talk about this a little bit. Why do we experience suffering?
Iskušamo trpljenje. Zakaj sploh iskušamo trpljenje?
to misdeeds which we ourselves
posledice slabih dejanj, ki smo jih sami naredili.
Now, in the case of a devotee,
do primeru bhakte,
Krishna will take our reactions,
Krishna
which
vzame
we are meant to
posledice
suffer,
naših dejanj, ki so bili
and
namenjene,
then
da mi trpimo
delivers
za to,
them to us
in potem
at a specific time as a token. Token means a present.
Ob samo ob posebnih priložnostih,
usually
kot
you get
darilo,
tokens
darilo.
And you have birthday.
Darila ponovat dobiš, ko imaš rojstni dan.
On this tour, I got one ton of candles as tokens, as presents, because everyone knows I like very much candles. There's even one candle
in
here with me.
In tej turneji sem dobil
burning somewhere, but
ogromno
yes,
sveč,
kot je
se vedel, da imam rad sveče.
I burn the candles. And so on. Presents usually
darila
have some inner meaning in them.
Ponavadi skriva
instance,
v sebi
if you give me a light,
pomen.
It means may your light,
primer, če mi daš
candle,
svečo,
may your light be bright.
Ali, ja,
may your light
pomeni,
be bright.
Naj bo tvoje življenje svetlo.
You give a present when you want to
darila daš,
maybe also show love to someone.
Mogoče tudi, ko želiš nekomu izkazati ljubezen.
Sometimes you give a present
časih daš darilo,
which reminds you. For instance, if someone doesn't get
naprimer,
up on time, I would give them an alarm clock with a smiling face of Krishna, where he is tired, what time I am.
You know, with
this present,
smeri.
So that the devotee would always remember this. I have done this,
in
and the devotee started to get up
in
time because it was such a nice present, a good working alarm clock with a smiling face of Krishna on it. Time I am. What a nice present. And so on. So Krishna takes the reactions,
torej Krishna vzame te posledice,
and then gives them.
This is explained in Shastra.
Krishna says, if someone surrenders unto him,
sarvadhamam
parijaja, mangikam sharanam vraja, aham tam sava papibhyo, mokshayishyami ma shucha. For someone who surrenders unto me,
ko se mi nekdo preda,
I deliver him
from
all past reactions.
Vseh pretek,
there is a very nice verse
dejan.
In this connection which describes to you how
in
Krishna takes
tem
the reactions.
Krishna pojasnjuje, kako odzame.
It comes in the Ramayana Yudhakanda 18.
To je v Ramajani, Yudhakanda,
18.33
in je zelo lep.
How a devotee becomes free from reaction.
Lepo pove, kako se bhakta
osvobodi posledic. Avayam savadatasmai dadam yetat vratam mama. If one surrenders unto me sincerely, saying, my Lord, from this
pravi,
day I am fully
Gospod
surrendered unto you.
Od danes naprej sem popolnoma predan tebi.
That is my vow. It's my promise.
Vedno mu dam,
this verse was
vedno
spoken
dam, vedno zaščitim. To je moja obljuba, moja
by
obljuba.
Lord Ramachandra.
In to je rekel Gospod Ramachandra.
The younger brother of
Ravan, Vibhishan,
took shelter at Rama's lotus feet.
It
was a very dramatic circumstance. Rama was on the other side of the ocean, just preparing his bridge to cross the ocean and invade Lanka.
In
that moment, everyone felt a very spooky atmosphere, and they saw how in the sky three demons stood.
Čudna atmosfera, tako se strašujoče, oni so videli na nebu tri demone, brate Ravane.
And Hanuman, especially Sugriva.
In Hanuman je zlasti Sugriva.
They are demons. They are now trying to invade us. They are spies.
To so demoni.
You know, we have to.
In oni so prišli, da bi nas.
Look at their ears.
Da bi špionirali. In
and Lord Rama, he said,
in Gospod Rama pa je rekel, ne.
And then he said, sakrat eva prapano yas. If one surrenders unto me sincerely, this is
Bibi
San, maybe the brother of
Ravan,
but it's saying, my Lord, from this day I am fully surrendered unto you. I always give them protection.
This
is my vow. I cannot break this vow.
Come. To je moja zaobljuba, ne morem prelomiti zaobljube. In potem je sprejel Vibhishana.
Krishna accepts us.
Tako da Krishna nas sprejme z vsem. Ne sprejme samo naše dobrih strani, ampak tudi tisto, kako pripeljemo s sabo svojo karmo.
Therefore, each morning in a song which we sing, we say that as a devotee who engages in spiritual life, we don't have any karma any longer.
Da,
it is said here.
Bhakta, janika, ki se
janika,
sing, karme.
Janika nicha papani brahma hatyarika nicha tani dani prana shanti pradakshina pade pade. It says, by the circumambulation of Srimati Tulsi Devi, all the sins that one may have committed are destroyed at every step.
Zagrešili, at za vsakim korakom uničijo. Z vsakim korakom en grih več uničen. Koliko korakov naredimo, ko gremo okrog Tulsi?
If we are enthusiastic, we walk around it, I would say,
jo obkrožimo
7.5 times.
So
this is medium enthusiastic.
To je srednje entuzijastično.
10 times maybe when we are enthusiastic and a little bit more fast. And how many steps we do then?
In koliko korakov naredimo?
Oh, this is very difficult. Maybe 100?
Zelo težko, mogoče 100.
You know, we don't have to analyze it now.
Ne, ne bomo zdaj tega analizirali. Mogoče lahko to v skupinah analiziramo.
100 sins, the reactions are destroyed. And this is not a joke.
Posledice na 100 grehov so uničene. To ni šala.
Celo greh
ubijanja brahmane.
Not in this life.
Ali kdo ubil brahmana? Ne v tem življenju.
Terrible sin.
Ampak se res tako grozen greh, se tako groznega greha se osvobodimo.
Then why do devotees sometimes experience suffering?
Potem pomislimo, zakaj potem bhakti včasih izkušajo trpljenje.
You have written down a black
list. To si zamislimo. Napisali smo črn seznam, upam, da realističnih trpljenj.
We know it's somewhere here. The black list. Bad communication.
Slabe komunikacije, neobladan um.
Pain in the back.
Bolečine v križu.
In the heart.
In v srcu.
Why is this there?
Zakaj je to prisotno?
Are these shastic quotes which we have just heard not correct?
Citati, ki jih smo slišali, to ne drži?
Not proper?
A to ni res?
No. Krishna takes the reactions,
ne,
but then he gives you some reactions back into your life,
vam nekaj reakcij, nekaj
so that you can learn something.
Življenje, da se lahko nekaj
one begins Krishna conscious activities,
potem
because such activities
samo, kaj
do not produce reactions.
Krishna, posrošile posledice.
So what comes, the suffering which comes, we are informed
in trpenje,
here,
ki pride,
are first of all just the ordinary things which happen in this life. It's as ordinary
as
the air which surrounds you.
Naprimer, zrak, ki nas okroža.
And you now need to start your spiritual life and take a new attitude towards the suffering.
No
and the attitude you should take is
in
that Krishna has given you certain
nam je dal
sufferings
določeno trpljenje,
so that you begin
zato,
to understand something.
Da bi se nekaj
he's
naučili,
taken your karma,
da bi nekaj razumeli. Vstil je vašo
like
karmo,
a father who wants to rectify his child.
Popraviti svojega sina.
Krishna takes our reactions, in other words, Krishna and then delivers them
besedami, Krishna
as a present.
Naše posledice naših dejanj in potem nam jih vrača kot darilo.
There is a statement in the Bhagavatam,
v Bhagavatamu 1.5.19.
it is about suffering.
In je govori o trpljenju.
It's very, very beautiful and heart touching.
In je zelo čudovito in se dotakne srca, preuzame.
Even though a devotee falls down,
čeprav bhakta pade,
a devotee is never to be considered the same as a fallen karmi.
Smatrati kot karmija.
Suffers the result of his own fruited reactions. Whereas a devotee is reformed by the chastisement directed by the Lord himself.
Bhakta to samo opominjanje oziroma kreganje samega vsevišnjega gospoda.
The suffering of an orphan often means someone who has lost his parents.
Sirote,
and the sufferings of a beloved child of a king are not one and the same.
Ljubljenega otroka
an
kralja
orphan is really
enako,
poor because he has no one to take care of him
Boga,
but a beloved
nikoga,
son of a rich man. Although he appears to be on the same level as the orphan,
čeprav izgleda, da je na enakem
nivoju
kot sirota,
is always under the vigilance, that means the attention of his capable father.
A
devotee of the Lord, due to wrong association, sometimes imitates the materialist and fruitive workers. The fruitive workers want to lord it over the material world. Then Prabhupada describes how a devotee then begins also his material life again.
Začne živeti materialno življenje.
And then he describes
in potem opisuje
how they become fallen.
Kako pade.
And he says, but the devotee
pravi,
who is put into a fallen, forlorn means forsaken condition, is more fortunate because he swiftly returns to the lotus feet of the Lord, thinking himself helpless all around.
Saj, se počuti popolnoma nemočnega.
I want to request you to think about this very, very carefully. How Krishna gives the devotee as suffering as a learning experience so that they can quickly become proper and transcendentally inspired
da
and
postanejo
move on the spiritual path.
Pravi
it's a secret of Krishna's doing. He's like a merciful father who may
kot milostni oče, ki te mogoče malo udari po licu,
chastise the male dece
in okrega majhne otroke.
There is a deep, deep secret which you must understand.
In obstaja ena globoka skrivnost,
Krishna has
ki jo morate
explained
razumeti.
If you surrender
Krishna opisuje
to Krishna.
Da, če se mu predaš.
Or let me say, phrase it differently.
Ali naj
why does
Krishna
send us suffering?
Nam Krishna pošlje trpljenje.
Could he tell us, send
ali
us
lahko poveš?
Dates and shlagam, which is a very good preparation, by the way. Could he, why he corrects us in this way? Why doesn't he send us a letter, for instance? You did this wrong. Please correct your behavior.
There
are many ways what Krishna could do. To understand this question, you have to understand something about spiritual life. You may surrender.
Mogoče, lahko se
or you
predate,
may start the spiritual process of Krishna consciousness, but inside of you, you still keep
še vedno
a certain mentality to enjoy material life. You can see this mentality surface in dreams, for instance, when you have a sexual dream, as
v
an example.
Sanjah, naprimer, če imate
or
seksualne sanje.
You can see this mentality which is still in you when you walk by the cinema and see the
vas,
interesting
vidite,
cinema poster
in
wow.
In vidite tist plakat in mislite, wow.
This is really interesting.
Res
there
zanimivo.
Is a desire to enjoy
to je želja,
a good
da bi
movie,
uživali,
maybe.
Mogoče dober film.
Hmm. although some of these material enjoyments may not be harmful,
uživanja,
or there are enjoyments who are not as harmful
škodljiva,
as others,
ali pa tako
here I
kod
don't
druga.
Want to condemn this.
Ne,
I want to say
obsojati.
I want, don't want to treat this now if it is
good
or bad
or
terrible or whatever. I want to just say in each of our hearts
da.
There are material desires.
Ima vsak v srcu še vedno materialne želje. Ali se strinjate z mano?
It is there. Yes, we have to say
tam,
there are these tendencies of enjoyment of this material world. Now you can only go back to Krishna if you are really a pure soul. And it is these tendencies, these suffering, these hidden things in our hearts which are destroyed by this treatment of Krishna.
To uniči to dejanje Krishne, ko nam pošlje
trenje. Isn't it when you are, when you have had some purificatory example. Please open the window, Thomas
Love
fell asleep just now. If you have some type of suffering, a purificatory, this is how we say it, you
bulidoba,
you become good.
In postaneš dober.
This is the natural, you lose this,
to je naravno.
This tendency to enjoy.
Izgubiš to tendenco po uživanju, ki je tam.
Let us go for a moment at the graveyard.
Preselimo se za trenutek na pokopališče.
Don't worry,
v mislih.
It's not such an egg. And see the people.
In poglejmo ljudi. Prabhuji, ti spiš.
Prabhuji, se.
Probudi se.
We are at the graveyard at this moment.
Sedaj smo na pokopališču.
And we can see at the people, look at the people who see how their beloved father or grandfather's body is lowered down in the grave.
Kako spuščajo v grob mrtvo telo.
We see them crying helplessly.
In vsi nemočno jokajo. In kako se v njihovih umih pojavlja vprašanje, kaj je smisel življenja? Ali ste že daj izgubili kakšnega, ki vam je bil zelo dragi blizu? Ali ste se daj tako čutili? O ne.
The pain of life, I also have to die. Like Hermann Hesse said, when I passed that graveyard, where the priest was giving his talk,
mimo pokopališča,
his talk full of lies, how much he loved the person who was put in the grave. He didn't even know them.
Laži, kako je ljubil tisto osebo, ki jo spuščajo v grob. Vsega
niti ne poznal.
My whole
life is ending at the dirty
hole in the ground. Celo življenje končuje v neki mazanje luknje v tem v zemlji.
Despite the comforting lying words of a priest who stands as Hermann Hesse in
Steppenwolf.
Yes, in Sanskrit this is called smashana vairagya. The detachment which arises spontaneously at the graveyard. You can also, now we just lost a very dear member of ours. I do not know how much you knew Tamakrishna Maharaj. I was for a moment, I was in Sarajevo, standing on a bridge over a cold, icy river, and I was just crying there, because it was very painful for me to hear this and so on.
Ko sem to slišal.
What is the meaning of all the endeavors if they end like this?
In v čem je sploh smisel vsega truda, če se tako konča?
Detachment comes.
Krishna
corrects these vestiges. Vestiges means remnants of the materialistic mentality which is in us.
Popravi te ostanke materialistične mentalitete, ki so še vedno v nas.
This is what he does. And it works.
In to deluje.
Haridas Prabhuji. Yes. Do you all know Haridas Prabhu?
A svi poznate Haridas Prabhu?
They are wonderful devotees from Graz.
Ste čudoviti bakte iz Graca.
And enjoy the wonderful association.
Mogli bi uslužiti yeah. in uživati njena čudovita družba.
Ja, Haridas, bitte, bitte. Power, yeah, yeah, Torvald, Torvald Detlefsen, yes. Ja, Krankheit als Weg kenne ich. Ja. Mind blowing maybe. Ja. Yes. It means something, and yes, yeah. Thank you for bringing this up.
Hvala da si to privedo na dan.
Aware of this? Yes. Yes. Aha.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Is Haridas Prabhu
oziroma komentarje da
very good. This is a typical Haridas Yamagori question. This is very good and intelligent and fine in the details there.
Haridas Yamagori mentioned
it's not even taller, it's a whole branch of literature. Louisa High is another one who wrote about it. That even non-devotees or ordinary people, we could say it like this, experience a correction by suffering. So why do I point out that this is something which happens to devotees? It seems to be happening to everyone. By the way, this is a great book. This is
zakaj potem jaz govorim samo o
there is one book I have it at Karuna Bhavan.
Imam jo v Karuna
Bhavanu. You have it is described what mentality caused it and then
je,
what alternative mentality
kakšna mentaliteta
you should take
je povzročila neko
and it seems to work
bolezen.
It's a bestseller at
in
least
kakšna mentaliteta kakšna mentaliteta se lahko zraviš.
So what is special with devotees? The speciality with devotees is that Krishna will direct the sufferings to you at a time when you need it very much. And he will specifically burn a mentality to enjoy material life. See, the non-devotees, what they learn through suffering is to give up a certain unhealthy mentality, but for sure they will continue material life afterwards. They will try to enjoy it better than before. But the devotee, what happens to a devotee is he will give up the mentality to enjoy forever.
He
will in this way become liberated from material life. See, I live with a very young devotee, Jai Gopal, who is always hungry and sleepy. This is the typical young devotee just coming from the material world he always comes because he cannot understand why I don't take
ne more
why razumeti, I don't eat
zakaj ne jem.
It is very important for him to,
to zan
take prasadam
regularly
da je, da zan and I say, you know when you are old
Jaz sem rekel, veš, ko si star, ni nobenega uživanja v tem svetu.
You don't really want to enjoy, this is gone. It's burnt up.
Nočeš uživati, tega uživanja ni več.
So the karmi will think after the treatment, let me enjoy it.
Pomislil,
okay, I won't do this mistake.
Ne, ne bom te napake več naredil, ampak bom še naprej
užival. But it, in a way, it is also merciful correction for them, we can say.
Je tudi za njih to milostno popravljanje, opominjanje.
It does something different to a devotee.
Ampak bhakti naredi nekaj drugega.
When a non-devotee is more polite,
ko karma oziroma bolj ljudno je ne bhakta,
trpi,
naredi nekaj narobe, potem si misli, o redu, tega ne bom več naredil, ampak bom pa tako boljš naredil.
No, I will leave this field of enjoyment altogether.
Ampak bhakta pa pravi, bom popolnoma zapustil vse to uživanje.
I want to now make a little workshop again with all of you. But I will give you now a pause
ampak
of
vam bom
10 minutes
10
first,
na pauza 10 minute,
so that you can, seminar should be a nice experience,
but
please be back
in
10 minutes because we absolutely need all of you,
that
you will have to do a little work, a very nice pleasant
work.
This is not the ISKCON 10 minutes, it's really, please, 10 minutes. Let us try to keep 10 minutes. Yes. One moment, I will, in a moment. Who is good in 10 minutes? Thank you very much. Good journey. So, thank you very much for being so active on this one. I hope the exercise has brought them into... was it interesting? You could find something? Olya? Yes? Good. Fodata, could you find something? Yeah. Everyone is in his own little world and thinks this is really everything which counts, the bystander cannot take the same perspective and doesn't take it as important. Mm-hmm. Vedran, you had a big experience, I know Vedran jumped with a parachute and fell into the overline lines, and his whole body looked like a baked potato, really. Terrific. And most probably in the beginning you were screaming, "Why me? Why me? Why me?" And then some realization. It took some time, I can imagine. Yes. All right, so thank you very much. Now, before lunch, I will go with you into a very important analysis, which I would like to show to you. Haridas Prabhu had opened a very interesting subject. He had said that everyone suffers, not only the devotees of Krishna, but just also ordinary people. And the ordinary people learn also lessons. What is so special about what the devotees learn? And my answer to his question was that these token reactions of presence of reactions by Krishna are reduced by Krishna. That's the first difference.
He makes it
a little smaller, and then he gives them as a person would give a present to someone with a very specific intention. And the intention of Lord Krishna when giving us these purifications is that a certain mentality to enjoy material life and to remain attached to material life goes.
And I would like to discuss
with you a little bit about this. If I could request Govinda Nandan to please stand here.
Rad bi Govinda Nandan prosil, ne tukaj stoji.
Yes. I hope you can all see. What?
Upam, da lahko vsi vidite.
What impels a person to lead material life?
Kaj osebo spodbudi, da živi materialno življenje?
What is the root of material activities?
Kaj je,
by the way, I
korenina materialnih aktivnosti?
Monique and Martin have just arrived, and
pozabi sem pozdraviti na Bakhti, ki so pravkar prispeli.
Franzl. Yes, I think we would say it. So thank you very much for joining us again.
Hvala, ker ste se nam pridružili.
Monique has conquered our hearts during the Nam Yakya, and is back again. What is it, Hare Krishna, what is it what makes a person do material activities at all?
Kaj povzroči, da oseba se zaplete materialne aktivnosti, da jih izvaja, da jih počne?
Wish to enjoy.
Želja po uživanju.
Where does this wish to enjoy material life come from?
Odkud pride ta želja po uživanju?
We have to go a little deeper. False ego.
Zlažnega ega.
Forgetfulness of our true position, of our true nature.
We forget our true nature.
Pozabimo na našo lastno naravo.
Here comes a totally different perspective.
Popolnoma druga
perspektiva. It is the nature of the soul to enjoy.
So
it is
da uživa.
When you don't enjoy spiritually,
če ne uživaš duhovno,
you will seek enjoyment on the material level.
Iskal uživanje v materialnem nivoju.
We are coming to something very, very nice. Udata is leading us in a certain direction.
Why
do we forget
zakaj
that we are part and parcel of Krishna, and
Krishna
meant to enjoy with him in a loving embrace,
in
a loving relationship?
Da z njim uživamo v ljubečem
odnosu. What covers our knowledge?
Kaj prekriva naše znanje?
Ignorance, yes.
Nevednost.
ignorance. I'm a very bad painter, but I will try to make a wonderful artwork.
Slabo rišem, pa bom poskušal narediti eno lepo umetniško delo.
Oops.